from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
I wonder who here
knows it.
Knows AJ and Big Justice.
Yeah. Oh, that guy does. That guy with the camouflage shorts does.
He said, hell yeah. Shorts. Yeah. He said, that's my favorite song.
He knows it. We are in South Philly at Chickies and Pete's on Packer Avenue. There's still time to book your fantasy football party at Chickies, the official sports bar of the Philadelphia Eagles. So we had the Eagles Radiothon yesterday, and we had Kylie Kelce on, and we did the Hoagie Mouth quiz where we showed her words, you know, from the we showed her words, and she had to say how to pronounce them as somebody who's really from here would pronounce them.
Now, words she doesn't use this in her everyday language.
Yes.
I think that was apparent.
Yes. But, you know, words like home, as home, and water, all those things. My favorite response, and the video is online, my favorite response to it is people don't talk like that here. I've lived here my whole life. This is made up. It's just like, I think they hear it so much that they don't recognize that it's there, in that my wife did not recognize she had an accent until I pointed it out to her.
Yeah.
As she's from Drexel Hill.
Right.
So she didn't recognize it. So I think that's the accent does exist.
Yeah. And I still have it a little bit. Like, obviously, I didn't go to a prestigious Syracuse University you did.
That's what we're doing.
With all you other nozzles.
Yeah.
But I did go to Bloomsburg, Syracuse of the PSAC, and it was not worked on there.
No. Nobody pointed it out.
I got
to
my
you?
First radio thing, and I was like Toronto and like Crown, you know. So I still have a little bit of it. And I was like, well, I sound like an idiot, like kind of like an idiot. But I'm going back to using Crown. I think it's funnier.
To Crown.
Yeah.
Well, because for a lot of people, you're just going to get utter confusion. Like Ike is. I've heard it before.
He can't get over Crown.
Yeah, so I've never said Crown for crayon, but I've heard it enough to where I understand it.
Yep.
Ike had never heard it before, so it is that thing is new to him, and he can't really – he's having trouble grasping the Crown part.
It's like whenever he says theater.
Yes.
Like I can't compute when he does that.
I do like the fact that he didn't know it was salmon until he got to college.
Oh, he's saying Salmon?
Yeah, he was saying Salmon.
He was not saying Salem.
No.
He was not saying Salem.
He wasn't saying
and
that.
And again, I didn't get much response on this yesterday at Positivity. No one called it Arkansas?
No one calls it Arkansas.
Well,
before they learn.
In the beginning, I did. I didn't know everyone out here was a genius.
Yeah, but don't you learn that word with the word?
I'm just saying, when you look at a map.
Well, obviously, but you don't. You're not looking at maps until you know what that word is.
No, I don't think so. That's not how I was taught. We were eye testing with the maps.
With the maps?
Yeah.
Nobody said anything to you.
No. It was Arkansas.
We will give you the top 10 coach quarterback combos in the NFL as determined by CBS in a moment. Now we're talking about Jalen's comments about the blitz and Jason Kelce. Good thing, bad thing, or nothing at all?
Once again, WIP looking into Jalen Hurts' comments.
Wow, this is going to be...
Season starts Friday.
His whole career, you know? This is the way it goes.
Season starts
this
Friday.
This is the way it goes. This is the way it goes. I really bounce back and forth between good and bad and nothing.
It's disappointing.
Yeah. I would love to skewer him for it. I would, because I think...
But it could be a good thing.
But it could be a good thing. The fact that he wants this on him, and he's recognizing that he did not have it before, is a good thing. But him insisting...
Why can't he just say that... Internally.
Right. Him insisting on the blame for last year not being on him is the bad thing. I just can't figure out which is more. Julius in Quakertown, you're on WIP. What up, Julius?
Hey, what's up? How's it going, man?
What's up, man?
Not much. Hey, listen, I'd say it's a good thing and nothing. And the reason why I'm saying this is this. I see Jalen Hurts as somebody that wants to win so bad. He has pace, he has passion, and he's like a warrior. And of course, I'm going in the heat of battle. I'm going to argue with my best friend. I'm going to argue with my coach because I need to find out how to beat this list. I need to find out how to do this. I need to find out how to do that. Kelce has been doing all these good things for me, and I appreciate it. I love him very much. But now these things are coming at me, and nobody's telling me, what do I do for this? Stop this. I want to win these games. This guy, Jalen Hurts to me, is a person that wants to win so bad that he will argue with his best friend. He will argue with his mom. He'll argue with whatever it is to get that job done. But he's not going to blame anybody, number one. He's not that guy. This guy wants to win. I think we are very lucky to have him. I'm older, and I actually look at this guy as a role model because the way he carries himself and how much I know he wants to win for this city. All I got to say is this guy showed me what he was in 2022 when he outplayed Mahomes, and only because of either a call or something else, he lost that Super Bowl and he lost that MVP. The second year, he comes right back out there, missed the clutch, and go through the gauntlet, beating all of the best quarterbacks, all of the best team, Miami, coming back on Buffalo, winning all type of games, still win 11 games after not knowing what to do with that blitz. And two of the seven that he lost, he could have won, but the defense gave him up at the end of the game. Seattle and against Arizona. So
he was great in Seattle. Yeah, he was awesome.
That could have been 13 wins in a messed up season, and he beat the Gauntlet. He beat all the big teams. The only teams he lost against was bad teams. So I would never say the character that this guy showed me, I would never say that he's saying what he said in a bad way. I know he's not that type of guy. I love this guy, and if he do something bad, I'll say some bad things about him. I was like, you missed the clutch, but y'all lost six games. I thought you would pull it out, Jalen, but he couldn't even do it. And that's why he was frustrated. So this year, I'm behind him, and I know he's coming out here and trying to win that chip for this city. He's going to do it every year. He's nothing like Carson Wentz, baby. We got a good guy. We better appreciate him. That's all I'm trying to say as a fan.
Yeah, well, and by the way, like the last 2 years, we do really have two different performances, like as different as they could be, 22 and 23.
But the first half, he was okay. He beat like five of the best. That gauntlet was a hell of a gauntlet that he went to. Maybe that wore him the hell out. He beat all the good teams. Only good teams he lost against was San Francisco and Dallas. But he beat Dallas earlier. And two of them games he should have won. He had the lead at the end of the game. The defense gave those losses.
Well, yeah, but you can't.
Dude, the Seattle game was a disaster. What are you talking about?
No, I'm saying we had the lead at the end of the game, right?
He could have easily won that game. He went deep for no reason. Little bit of blinders on. Just a little bit of blinders.
No.
He was awful in the Seattle game. Like, if he played normal Jalen Hurts football, they easily win that game. The defense held them to, like, 13 points before the Drew Lock drive. Drew Lock went 92 yards on that defense. It was horrible. But, like, Jalen gave them the ball late. What are we talking about?
I agree. Listen, I agree with that. All I'm saying is if a person gives you the lead at the end of a game, even though he messed up the whole entire game, he's clutch if he brings you back and you got the lead at the end of that game. At the end of the game, even though he didn't have a good game, he gave us the lead.
Also, the defense did their job against the Chiefs, which is also a big reason why they won that game. And the defense did the job against Dallas, reason why they won that game. I don't know if that's Jalen. Jalen beats all those teams, but like when they lose the bad team, it's like, well, what do you want him to do? Like it's just talking out of both sides of your mouth. That's all it is. It's fine. You like Jalen, but like it's a little blinders on what happened last year.
Jack, can I say one thing, Jack?
I'm listening.
I'm not having blinders on. Jack, you are a hater of Jalen Hurts. You always have been.
I'm not a huge believer, no.
Yes, you are. All you care about is the Phillies. I don't want to argue with you, but I know. I hear it every day. All you care about the Phillies, and I think you're a Carson Wentz guy, and you're still
love
upset
Carson.
That he took his job. You upset that
love
he took
Carson.
His job. What? So be honest about it. You're
I am.
He took his
I am.
Job.
I'm a,
be
I'm
upset
not,
because he took his job. You
I'm not good.
You can't
I'm,
handle the truth.
Deep
you
breaths.
You can't handle the truth.
I can. I don't care about the truth.
You can't I handle can't. The truth, Jack. And I wish like, Ike was here because you're only talking trash because he's not there.
No, he would do it. He would do it. He would do it. All right.
All right. Joel, what do you love about fall?
I don't have blinders on, bro.
Yes, you
I don't
do.
Have them.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do. Like, you obviously do. Everyone listening knows you have blinders on.
If
everyone knows
Harper
you. Listen,
or the Phillies,
listen,
you will go crazy.
Listen, look in. Listen, take the blinders off, look in the mirror, and then we'll see where Jalen is this year.
Whatever,
but you obviously
whatever,
have blinders on. It's okay.
No, you got them on, and you know I'm telling the truth because you're mad he took
I don't care that Carson was done. Carson's done.
No,
he wasn't. He's
on,
not.
Jack, I hear because
he was done. I like 17 Carson. Yes.
And you was like, keep going, because you want anything bad, anything that somebody says.
But Ike also Ike also loves Carson. Is he not? He's mad at Jalen because he took Carson's job.
Say what?
Ike also loves Carson. He had the LTBB.
I love Carson, but I'm saying you're upset because he took his job.
I don't care that he took his job.
Yeah, I think you might be.
I wish Carson
here,
didn't
Julius.
Fall apart. Oh, yeah, because I believe in the talent
hater,
more.
Man.
Yes,
you're a hater. You don't like. Dick.
Oh my
you
goodness.
Don't like,
yes,
no matter
he
what
does
he
not
do.
Impress me as a quarterback. Yes, I've said that many times.
I know. Oh, okay. So he don't impress you as a quarterback.
No.
He had the best Super Bowl ever, and he played against the best quarterback ever, and really outplayed him. And you can't
nice.
Ever take that from me, Jack, no matter how much you try.
I don't
bro.
Want to take that from you.
Year,
I don't want to take that from you.
He was running for the MVP again. Say the good things with the bad things, bro. That's all I'm saying.
I'm pretty fair,
you,
actually.
He turned the ball over and cost us some games last year. Yes, 15, 20 turnovers. You can't have that.
All and right.
My quarterback know that. I guarantee you won't have it this
but,
year.
All right.
And you
deeper,
will be
hold on.
Gross,
hold bro. On. If you're going to make me admit all that, that's fine. Whatever makes you sleep at night, that's fine. Can you just admit he's horrible in the Seattle game for me?
Whatever makes you sleep at night.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hey, Julius.
That was beautiful.
You're a hater, man. Make it simple.
All right.
Now,
you.
At the end of the year,
goodness.
Get ready to eat some crow.
I hope so.
Super Bowl and be the MVP.
I hope so.
How about that?
I hope so.
All right. You guys done?
I guess so.
Julius.
Yeah, we're done.
Julius.
My goodness.
What's the best thing about fall?
It gets cooler. You can go out at the dinner and sit outside. Nice, beautiful air.
Yeah.
Instead of being all hot sitting outside.
I appreciate that. That's a good one, Julius. I do like the post-dinner, sit on the patio, sit on the deck, sit on the front step. Yeah.
Yeah, it's all good.
Yeah. You know, I love air conditioning. I'm a pro air conditioning guy.
Well, yeah.
But I do, you know, love the ability to walk out, not have to stay in the air conditioning. Because
you can only live without one for the rest of your life, air conditioning or a GPS.
I would get rid of the GPS.
Dude, I don't know, man.
Yeah.
I don't know how I'd get anywhere.
Well, but most of your driving has been in the GPS era.
It has been.
Yeah. I drove before MapQuest.
I know.
You know?
I don't know how you guys got anywhere. I don't know how you parallel parked before backup cameras.
Yep. I did all those things.
I don't know how you got anywhere.
But I've never existed without air conditioning. So I'll get rid of GPS before air conditioning.
Air conditioning's a big one. But
yeah.
It only affects you here about, what, 5 months out of the year?
Well,
6 months out of the year?
Those are big 6 months,
It's
man.
A big 6 months. It's a big six.
I had an apartment in Bala Cynwyd without air conditioning, and I convinced myself putting a fan in the window was the same exact thing.
Not even close.
It's not.
Yeah.
It's not the same thing.
Now, heat, I would just be a fire guy, and we'd all huddle around the fire.
Really? You're starting a fire?
I'm
with a rock, two sticks?
Dude, I'm a...
Woodsman?
I'm a huge fire guy.
You're a huge fire guy.
I am. Like... Not in a bad way. Like, I just love campfires.
Really?
Yeah.
Can you start one without a match?
Why would I ever do that? There are matches.
Okay.
I can't. Like, if I wanted to, I probably could.
Oh, I don't think you could.
Yeah, probably not.
Okay.
But, like, also, I don't have to. There's
Sure.
No, I don't use fire starters. I'm not that much of a quitter.
All right.
But I do, like, I have a lighter.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying if you were stuck on a camping trip
I could figure
in the
it
cold.
Out.
You think so?
Yeah. I have pretty good survival
can
skills.
Can we film that?
We'll see.
Okay.
These are test runs.
So CBS released their CBS Sports released their top 10 NFL head coach quarterback.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Combos. Nick Sirianni and Jalen Hurts rank number 7, which seems, you know, complimentary.
Yeah, actually,
I
think that's
say.
Pretty high.
So The ones in front of them, let's see if we agree. Patrick Mahomes, Andy Reid, number one, obviously.
Well, that was not the case last year
for
certain people.
According to Nick, yeah. Number two, Lamar Jackson, John Harbaugh.
Sure.
Easy. Brock Purdy, Kyle Shanahan.
Shanahan with a whoever at quarterback.
Sure, and Purdy's as accomplished as Jalen is at this point, right? So if you take Kyle Shanahan over Sirianni.
I actually dislike Purdy a lot more.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right. You hate Purdy.
I can't.
Number one ranked quarterback in the NFL.
95% sure I could do Brock Purdy's job.
I don't think so. Number four, Josh Allen, Sean McDermott.
Yeah, McDermott's interesting. Like, he's blown a lot of big games.
He has a lot of
Of big games. And, like, Allen obviously has his hand in that, but, like, I wonder if they could go back. Now, it's you never see this in football, and the Eagles might be the only one if Kellen Moore goes off and, you know, might get a head coaching job if they decide to slide him into the head coaching role to keep him. But, like, I wonder if they could go back, they would have kept Dable and gotten rid of McDermott.
I don't know. Well, like, Dable, we'll see on Dable, too,
I know,
though.
But at the
we'll
same time, like, too. Allen has not looked the same since Dable's gone.
No, absolutely not. Number five, Matthew Stafford, Sean McVay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you have to.
McVay still has that the wizard, I think,
yeah, the
thing
genius
to
thing.
Him.
Yeah, and he won a Super Bowl. And Matt Stafford, until he's cooked, I would say he's not cooked.
He's just old. He's been banged up every year.
And number six, Joe Burrow, Zach Taylor.
Yeah, feels low. I mean, as a fan of football, like, I hope Burrow has an all together kind of year, because, like, Burrow to me is no, like, and people will argue against it because, you know, anyone that's not Jalen, people will just say, you know, they'll bring out everything that you need to do. Like, Burrow reestablishing himself as a top three guy is something I'm rooting for this year.
I think it's good for football if he does, because he's one of the guys that all, when you see that player vote that was in ESPN, I think Joe Burrow was ranked among players as the fourth best quarterback in the NFL.
Yeah.
So I think he's one of those guys that, if he is healthy and looks good, he's just got that thing that everybody
factor
likes.
To him.
Yeah,
he's
got
the
it factor to him. 215-592-9494. Derek and Paoli, you're on WIP.
Hey, what's going on? This is my thing with the Hurts thing, right? So when he said, "I'm eager to learn," right? That's what stood out to me. Like, the whole thing about him throwing Kelce under the bus, that's not how I took it, because he clearly said, "We had a great player, Hall of Fame player, that they told him, they basically were saying he got it under control," right? If you watch all the, like, I'm not going to say all the games, but I saw, like, after the San Fran game last year, teams started blitzing the Eagles a lot more, and they look a lot more flustered, right? So if you're a player, right, and your success of beating the blitz, you're relying on Kelce to do it, and it's not working out, that's where I think Hurts is, like, he's taking on responsibility, saying, like, "I'm eager to learn and I'm excited for this year," because maybe Kelce had too much on his plate. You understand what I'm saying? I'm not thinking that he's just taking a complete shot at him. But he did say
the thing that I think that's fair to look at that quote is, like, all right, that's good, eager to learn, great. But he did say halt, like, it halted his development, which feels a little bit like,
yeah, listen,
what are we doing?
Yeah, but Jack, that's like you, like, we all, even like in the, especially the Tampa Bay game, like, that's all they did was blitz. Like, we were just talking about how he called up an opposing coach. So for me, that's pretty low to do, but also it's showing me how he was not prepared. Like, if that was Carson Wentz or Aaron Rodgers or whoever it was, I'd be saying the same thing. If you're calling up Wink Martindale, asking him questions about how to beat the blitz, that's the people that was in there wasn't preparing him for that.
Well,
and
I think
he's a competitor. Like, you're paying him to do a job, right? So if somebody's paying you to do a job, like the job that we do now, we making whatever money. But if you're like a job like he has, he's making a lot of money and he still wants to win, you got to respect that. I just don't think that he's been put in the proper situation in a lot of circumstances last year to be successful against the blitz. It has nothing to do with him dissing Kelce, because everybody in Philly loves Kelce. Like, Kelce's gone, bro. Like, it's all about this year. He's the one that picked out Cam Jurgens, right or wrong?
Yeah, so here's the thing, Derek. I agree with everything that you said there. I think the other interesting angle to this, aside from him, you know, taking blame or not taking blame, whatever it is why was he not part of that? So I think there's two ways you could look at it. You could look at it the way that you're choosing to look at it and say, hey, they did not, for one reason, they decided not to have him prepared for that. They decided to not put that on his plate, and he suffered for it, and the team suffered for it, so bad on the coaches. That's one option. I would say the other option is one of a few things. One, like, his communication with the coaches was bad for one reason or another, and they decided not to do it. Or they decided maybe they were doing it at one point, or they tried to get him to do it, and he was not good enough at it. So those are I think what's more interesting is why it was off his plate completely, which, to your point, could be on the coaches, but also could be on him. I largely agree with the part of it where you say it's positive, where you say he wants to learn, he wants it on his plate. I think those are all positives. And I think the other thing is he might not be taking responsibility for last year, but he is certainly preemptively taking responsibility for this year. So I think more interesting than him throwing Kelce under the bus or whatever, more interesting is why they chose for it to be that way.
See, I don't take it up. See, my whole thing is because this is how I would rate Jason Kelce in some people's eyes. Like, people say he's an expert. He's an expert center, right? And for me, just because you're an expert at something doesn't mean you know every single thing or you've seen every single thing about that specific job. Like, teams were really, like, blitzing the heck out of the Eagles last year, and it might have overwhelmed Kelce and hurt. I'm telling you, Hurts, he did look lost. And I just think by him saying, like, this year, he has more on his plate and he's eager to do that, I think that that's his way of taking on that. I don't think that he's deflecting blame from himself. I just think that now if you want more responsibility for the blitz, he's taking on that. He's taking on that role as, you know, listen, I want to – football is, like, real instinctful. So if you just wait on Kelce to tell you where everything's coming from, like, Kelce might not have been seeing it right. And that's no diss against Kelce, because there was a lot of players coming his way. That's all I'm saying.
Well, and the bigger question was, and I think it was it Bosa that said that they sort of solved the Eagles' problem,
that's
right?
I felt like it all fell apart.
Yeah, so well, real quick, yeah,
real
go
quick
ahead.
For Jack. So, Jack, listen, like, people be calling in, like, calling you a hater and stuff like that. I'm not going to do that, right?
Uh-huh.
But this is how I debate sports with people, right? Like, you have to, like, throw the bias of people. Like, if you don't like somebody, then it's like, how can you have a real argument about it if you typically don't like somebody? So, like, when you talk about Jalen Hurts, like, you come off like you don't like him. That's why when the callers call in, the first thing they say is, oh, you're a hater.
I know, because
they
can't handle the truth. I mean, Derek. I know.
You're saying you can't handle the truth, but, like, even the last four that called, right, the first thing you said was he was awful in the Seattle game.
He was.
And then listen, hear me out. Then you said in the Kansas City game that the defense won that game for them. So it hurts had nothing to do with that. But that's what you were saying. But then also in the Seattle game, like, I felt like, yeah, he played a horrible game, right? And if the defense would have stopped Drew Lock from going 92 yards, we could have won that game, right? Just like in the Super Bowl, that was one of the most boring Super Bowls I've ever watched, right? That was two defenses going head-to-head. Patrick Mahomes looked like whatever, all that kind of stuff. So, like, quarterbacks aren't going to play great every single game. Just like Hurts, he's not going to be great every single game. Like, Bryce Harper ain't hit a home run since August 1st, right?
9th.
You don't say nothing about that, right? Because
it's baseball.
Like Bryce Harper. You like Bryce Harper. That's what I'm saying. The bias, you come off with the bias a little bit too extreme. And I don't know if you're trying to be a hot, shaky guy and be like whatever, but I'm just saying that's why when the callers call in, they go at you. But
thank you.
It kind of, like, takes some of your knowledge a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you. Some self-reflection
for Jack. What's the best thing about fall, Derek?
The best thing about fall, man, you get these kids out the street, man, and send them back to school, man, because they be in the way.
Yeah, kids generally in the way. That's a good one, Derek. We'll get into the hater conversation in a second, because I do think there are two different ways to look at that. So the Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers, the official sponsor of the WIP Afternoon Show Fantasy Football Challenge. Shop the home team, marks-jewelers.com. Are Jalen Hurts' comments about Jason Kelce and the blitz a good thing, a bad thing, or nothing? 61% say nothing. 25% say a bad thing. 14% say a good thing.
Interesting.
Yeah. Coming up next, Elliot Shore Parks joins us. We will ask him. Also, we got to find out if he is packed for,
you know, he is
for Brazil. Also, we got to talk to him about his disgraceful tweet from
does
yesterday.
Does he feel any shame?
Does he feel any shame?
Yes.
Wanted to mention as well, as you may or may not have heard about Johnny Gaudreau and Matt Gaudreau, his brother. Johnny Gaudreau from the area, went to Gloucester City High School, I believe, was a star in the Columbus Blue Jackets and was killed. He and his brother were killed last night by an apparent drunk driver the day before their sister's wedding. Absolutely awful.
Yeah.
You know, I think Gaudreau was 30 years old.
31.
31. And obviously we send our love and our prayers to that family and the friends. A constant reminder of a couple of things is, you know, how precious and short life can be.
Yes. That,
and unpredictable. And for your family, your friends, your loved ones to make every second and every day count. It's a just an awful story. They were in town for their sister's wedding,
yep,
which was going to be today.
Yeah.
And the other thing I would say is that we all drive every day, or most of us drive every day. And I think when you drive every day, you can take it, you can take the power and seriousness of what a car can do lightly. And obviously, you know, since I was a kid, drinking and driving has been an issue that people have talked about publicly, which is awful, especially now with Uber and all the different options you have. But any sort of distracted kind of driving, from drinking and driving to looking at your phone to fighting with the passenger in the passenger seat, just an awful reminder about how destructive a car can be, how heavy and fast and all those things that are going. And just remember that next time you're on the road.
Yeah, that one hit like a ton of bricks this morning. Like, it's just, yeah, you think about the whole situation. You think about it as two young kids. Like, that's absolutely awful. I think Matt just got married a little bit ago. So, you know, and our good friend Hunter Brody obviously was close with them. I feel for him. Like, everyone involved. Like, the thing was just... it was just awful. Yep. It was really, really awful. So prayers out to them.
Prayers out to them. All right. Elliot is next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse wrap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.